Years ago, and now seemingly so far away, I can recall sitting on our sofa in the living room watching our three girls put the VHS tape of Disney's Aladdin into the tape player. Aladdin was one of their favorite Disney movies, only to be eventually superseded by The Little Mermaid. And after the movie was over, it was fun to listen to them as they would speculate what they would wish for given the opportunity to rub that magic lamp. I too mulled that question over in my mind. What would I ask for? Lots of cash was always at the top of the list, or a set of perfect abs. It never entered my thoughts to ask for a discerning mind and the wisdom to use it. Wisdom. Where do we find wisdom these days? In today's climate, we find ourselves drowning in information from all sorts of sources, and yet we seem to be starved for wisdom. Our society is fractured by extreme polarization, by rapid technology changes and shifts, and by the endless demand for our attention. Every day we are bombarded with opinions on how we should live our lives and how we should vote, how we should spend our time. And we're offered limitless choices, limitless platforms, personal freedoms. They dangle this modern-day version of a blank check in front of us. Yet, without the capacity to tell the difference between a good idea and a destructive one, this seemingly overwhelming freedom often leads to anxiety and division rather than progress. When God asked Solomon what he wanted, the young king doesn't ask for the things that most people in power chase: riches, long life, the life of their enemies. Instead, he admits his limitations because he feels like a child trying to do an adult's job. So he asks for an understanding mind to discern what is right and wrong. We should apply this exact mindset to ourselves today. Wisdom at its core is about making rational, empathetic, and forward-thinking choices. It is the ability to look past short-term gratification and tribalism and instead focus on the long-term well-being of our communities, of the people we love, of the people we meet. Consider the public discourse today. It's basically all about self-aggrandizement. We have a need, a desperate need, to shift this focus from me to we. Wisdom in a modern secular context is the capacity to listen to others, to see perspectives different from our own, to evaluate information critically, and to recognize when our personal desires conflict with the common good. It means prioritizing community well-being over individual stubbornness and egotism and greed. Solomon's request highlights a crucial life lesson: the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is having access to all the facts and data in the world, which we do instantly at our fingertips. And wisdom is knowing what to do with that information, how to weigh it, and how to apply it in a way that creates a fair, functioning society. When we face complex ethical, political, social dilemmas, our default instinct is often to react emotionally and defensively. Ultimately, true wisdom isn't a magical trait that you are simply born with. It's a discipline. It requires humility. It requires us to acknowledge, just as Solomon did, that we don't have all the answers. It requires us to listen more and to shout less. As we navigate the complexities in our country today, let us not misuse our freedom by simply chasing personal indulgence or shouting down those who disagree with us. Instead, let us seek wisdom. Let us cultivate a different understanding of ourselves and our neighbor. When life offers us a blank check, when you have total freedom, the best choice is to use your time and your power to make the world kinder, more united, more loving.